We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Fry oil. 60. Wow, no wonder prices are going up. You got fry oil costing that much. I tell you. And Joe Biden's got no answer. I mean, he's just so clueless. John Whitmer Show Facebook page, and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on this show. All right, Dave. So this story is, I've got to share this one. This comes to us from the ultimate woke culture file. And you know, we laugh at the woke crazies out there trying to push their, you know, new definition of everything, which of course is why you end up with school board members who are drag queens. But from the woke culture file comes this latest little tidbit. The current Superman is in DC Comics. It's not Clark Kent, by the way. It's John Kent, the son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane. And in the November 9th issue, he becomes romantically involved with, wait for it,
what's her name?
Yeah, what's her name? Good. Wait for it. Okay. A college friend named Jay Nakamura.
That's not a her.
No, that's precisely. It's okay. Not an her. The new right. Superman is, that's right, coming out as bisexual.
Okay, that's what we need.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Superman is bisexual, folks. The writer of the comic says, quote, "I've always said everyone needs heroes. Everyone deserves to see themselves in their heroes. And I'm very grateful DC and Warner Brothers love the idea that Superman is gay, apparently." So, well, no, he's bisexual.
Yeah. Come on,
John,
bisexual. Get that right.
He's bisexual.
Okay.
Quote, "Superman's symbol has always stood for hope, truth, and for..." I thought it was truth, justice, and the American way.
That's what it was.
No, apparently now what? It's... No, they've changed that too. It's what? Now hope for truth and for justice and specialness, I guess. I'm special. I'm Superman. Yay. But today, that symbol represents something more. Today, more people can see themselves in the more powerful superhero in comics. I'm waiting next. They're going to change his costume to be rainbow or something. DC also recently has the current Robin, Tim Drake. He came out as bi in the comic Batman Urban Legends. Ugh. The CW's Batgirl is already a lesbian.
Really?
Yes, apparently. I
missed all this, John.
I know. I've missed all this, too. I don't watch it. And the new Superman is bi. All we need now is for Aquaman to come out as transgender.
No.
And the Green Lantern to be asexual. And the Flash could be gay, and then DC could have all the bases covered. So you'd have to get all, you know, or I guess asexual, and we'd be covered. Right. And of course, keeping in mind with current cultural values and norms, the villains will now all be played by straight white Christian males in MAGA hats.
So, I can definitely see that.
That will be the new pattern. So all the villains will be straight white Christian males in MAGA hats.
Yep.
And then the rest of the super friends will be special friends.
More diverse.
More diverse, wearing rainbow costumes.
Right.
And be transgender and gay and asexual and bisexual. And just, I mean, it'll be like a major orgy over at the Legion of Honor.
So this seems like this is the DC universe.
Yes.
How come Marvel is not following suit?
Because they like to make a profit.
That makes sense.
Because they actually like to sell comics.
Right, because I've heard nothing different about Wonder Woman or Spider-Man.
Well, again.
Iron Man.
Give it time. Trust me. Wait till the, again, because Marvel actually likes making money on their stuff. And they recognize that if Iron Man came out as Iron it probably wouldn't make a gazillion dollars.
Right.
I mean, if Iron Man was shooting lasers out of his limp wrist, he probably wouldn't be making millions.
Well, and to be honest, things seem to be a lot better in the Marvel universe DC universe.
Well, and, you know,
maybe this has nothing to do with the changes.
That's true. It's possible that maybe, I don't know. I'm not that familiar with DC. But apparently the special friends or the super friends are now more special than they used to be.
What do you think George Reeves would think about the current Superman?
I don't know. I think that
Christopher Reeves.
The new Superman might find him more attractive in the tights, as far as apparently. This is just so laughable. I mean, comics are supposed to be for boys who, I mean, back in the day, I mean, this is boys looking at superheroes and they pow, whack, and throwing cars and stuff.
Yep.
Why do they have to mess with? I mean, if you want to, don't get me wrong, if DC wants to do a gay superhero, then make a gay superhero.
Right.
Why do they have to turn Superman into gay? That's my issue here. Just leave the other stuff the way it is and create a gay character.
You know, as kids, we didn't care about
any
relationships
cares?
They were in. In fact, that was never the focus of the story.
No! I mean, Peter Parker and Mary Jane, they got together. Who cares? That wasn't the whole point. The whole point was whether or not Peter Parker was going to beat up on, you know, the Doc Ock or whatever.
Yes, right.
Exactly. That's what they cared about.
Nobody cared about who Batman was dating.
No. Well, no. There was a lot of speculation about Batman and Robin. There was some curiosity about, you know, the Boy Wonder. But
and let's be honest, that was kind of an interesting 60s sitcom.
There was. Oh, yes, there was. That is true. Right. That is. There was some, you know, I don't know. This whole thing, as you look at this, it just makes you scratch your head thinking, first off, are they no longer interested in selling comics?
Yeah.
But why? Well, I guess, you know, what prompts them to feel that they need to make these kinds of changes? I don't know.
Holy gender change, John.
Holy gender change, Batman! Oh, God. We'll take a break. Stick around, because after the top of the hour, former assistant to President Donald Trump, Peter Navarro, one of only three White House officials to actually be with the president through his entire term, will be with us. In the meantime, you're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.